This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawmakers in the negotiations on a bill to fund the federal government for the current fiscal year announced Tuesday they've reached an agreement on a framework that will essentially delay the deadline by a week or so. Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, says given these Democrats' achievements, it would be a blatant dereliction of our duty for Senate Republicans to allow Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to ram through the so-called omnibus bill. An omnibus bill is a single document, but packages together a lot of pork. Researchers in California have produced fusion energy, creating more energy than the amount required to begin the process. When you consider 1 gram of hydrogen from ocean water contains as much energy as burning 10 tons of coal, the benefits are clear. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm on Tuesday.
Simply put, this is one of the most impressive scientific feats of the 21st century.
Rock star or not, men in South Korea must serve a tour of duty to their country, as women are not required to perform military service.
There's no negotiation in South Korea. Sometime between the age of 18 and 30, if you're male, you go to the military. So now Jin, the oldest member of K-pop band BTS, at age 30, has begun his 18 months of military service. The other band members will follow over the next year, as BTS is on hiatus for what could be a few years. I'm Rich Johnson.
The Trump Organization was found in criminal contempt by a Manhattan, New York judge following a secret one-day trial in 2021 during a tax fraud investigation. Judge Juan Merchan ordered members of President Trump's family businesses on Tuesday, pay $4,000 in fines for the violations. He said they willfully disobeyed 4 grand jury subpoenas and 3 court orders. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The risk of severe storms is expected to continue today across the Deep South. Damaging winds and tornadoes are possible from southeastern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. And flash flooding is possible from the Gulf Coast to the Tennessee Valley. Tornadoes in the south left a trail of destruction on Tuesday, killing a boy in Louisiana and injuring at least 20 in Union Parish. In Texas, at least 5 people were injured when a tornado ripped through a Dallas suburb, and 2 more were injured by a twister near Fort Worth. Oranges in the Sunshine State will come in at a lower level this year. Rich Johnson has more.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
Sam Bankman-Fried's lies, prosecutors say, stretched back to the very beginning in 2019. Federal prosecutors contend Mr. Bankman-Fried engaged in widespread fraud leading to the collapse of FTX. Charges were announced on Tuesday after his arrest in the Bahamas a day earlier. The charges also include illegal political contributions, as Mr. Bankman-Fried was the number 2 donor to the Democrats in recent years.
prosecutors want the contribution money back.
To any person, entity, or political campaign that has received stolen customer money, we ask that you work with us to return that money.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, first we got to get the election squared away. Count the votes. I mean, come on. All right, already. All right, you've gotten away with enough cheating. I mean, surrender. All right, let's do it. Let's do it honestly. Why not? I'll tell you, the saga and the drama continues out of Arizona. Annalisa Pesek is with us right now. She is a reporter for The New American, covering politics, culture, education, disinformation campaigns, just to name a few, because, you know, there's nothing to report on, right, Annalisa?
Yeah, nothing to see here.
Yeah,
good
right.
Morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here, you know, as we're, you know, celebrating the season and trying to keep a very positive outlook and, you know, for the joy of the season that comes with it, in just a special time of year and my favorite time of the year. So even all this bad news, I just can't let it dampen my spirits, Annalisa. But nonetheless, you know, the reality is that for Carrie Lake, I mean, how frustrating for her and her followers. I mean, she worked her tail off. And to feel like, you know, that she had to deal with some shenanigans, she's probably feeling more and more, you know, what Donald Trump may have been feeling, you know?
Yeah, well, 'tis the season for miracles, and gosh, we sure need one right now in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Carrie Lake is a fighter that the left cannot let win. This is something that they are determined to make not happen, and they're somewhat succeeding. But yesterday there was a small victory. Mm-hmm. There was a court hearing where the judge in overseeing the lawsuit that Carrie Lake filed last Friday, challenging the election results, the specifically the governorship, the race there for governor. She that judge, Judge Peter Thompson, I believe, called Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs to an in-person hearing. Now, I don't know exactly what happened with that hearing. I was late to logging on to the audio recording, or, you know, mm-hmm. where you could hear. But that's hopeful. At least mm-hmm. the judge is looking at it, and I think it was maybe procedural, 15 minutes. So we need to keep the faith, as they say, in regards to what's going to happen there.
Now, is there, you know, a remedy here, or is this going to be, you know, the same thing, you know, repeat, rinse, repeat, you know, just as it cycles through, that the Democrats hold off any kind of true investigation, and they just run out the clock?
Well, that's what they're hoping for, and I guess the calls for a redo is something that could come come to fruition. I mean, the lawsuit that Carrie Lake filed is full of all sorts of judgment issues. She is claiming that 30 to 50,000 people were out of vote on November 8th. She's also claiming that the signatures on mail-in ballots were not verified for some 300,000 ballots. So all she's asking is for these issues to be investigated. Mm-hmm. And like you just said, this has happened before. We've seen it happen in the 2020 presidential election in Arizona with the Arizona audit that lasted for months. Mm-hmm. There were so many issues that came out of there that the Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, was going to investigate. He was possibly going to prosecute individuals, and it never happened. Mm-hmm. So it looks grim, but yes. As you opened your monologue with, you know, having hope mm-hmm. in this time, we still have to have that hope. That's really important.
Well, this is what our country was born. Our country was born out of hope and fairness and justice. These are key principles that are foundational to this constitutional republic. And we continue to see this under attack. And it's amazing, you know, because you've got a majority of Americans who are scratching their heads and just say, well, what lies before us is a choice here. Either Carrie Lake is just a whiner, a Donald Trump whiner that hates to lose, either that's the case, or there was fraud that took place, or she has a legitimate stand here. And the same question is before Donald Trump as well. Either he's a sore loser or he's got a legitimate beef here.
Yeah, let's look at the facts. The facts tell the truth. And the facts are, on Election Day in Arizona, 59% of the voting centers experienced malfunctioning printer tabulators, right? So these machines that are supposed to print and count the votes, or I think just print, record the votes, were broken mm-hmm. down. They weren't working on a day when Republicans are known to get out and vote in person. Why is there not a concern about that, that those voters who had to then wait in line for, I think it was up to 3-4 hours.
Exactly. That's what we're hearing. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Uh-huh. Well, how do we not say that those were not disenfranchised voters who, I mean, I've talked to people on the ground there in Arizona and also in Georgia for the runoff race, and people left. They didn't mm-hmm. vote, or they came right. back 2-3 times, and they still were frustrated, and a lot of them ended up not voting. That is disenfranchisement of the voter, right? So
well, and on its surface, right away, Annalisa, it's advantaged Democrats, disadvantaged Republicans, just because of the way the way they vote. Democrats vote early, some cases often, and Republicans vote on the day of, and so yes, just with that mere fact, I mean, we're talking, yes, disenfranchisement, but it's disenfranchisement targeted for one group over another, is it not?
Yes, and it's intentional. So there was definitely an intention here, and I guess we just need to get to the bottom of it, and there are people out there working really hard to do that. There are several whistleblowers within this company called Runbeck. It's an election printing services company that runs in Arizona, but actually all across the country. Mm-hmm. And whistleblowers out of there are coming forward. Carrie Lake has their testimonies sworn under oath, and they're divulging what has happened, I guess, during this election. And basically one of the big facts to consider is that the process of curing ballots, and that process is when the ballots are sent back to the voter after there's been discovered that there's some error on the ballot, and then mm-hmm. they send it back. And that process apparently was not followed through on this election. It was not taking place. So roughly 25,000 ballots, they're estimating, were not counted. It's a mess. It's yeah. a mess, and
really, yeah.
we, wow. yeah, all we want is access to the ballots. you know, but then we had access to the ballots for the Arizona audit and mm-hmm. all of the work that went into that. But I guess we just need to get a better handle on the elections, and however we're going to do that is through fighting, and Carrie yeah. Lake's a fighter. So yeah. we need to support her as
okay.
best we can.
Bless your heart. Going to break.
The vaccination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The world's population recently reached 8 billion people. And while some are concerned about the status of global resources in space, we at the Tide Ministry are focused on how to share the gospel with the growing number of people being born into cultures and regions where Jesus is not known. As the population rises, so does the need for the body of Christ to be salt and light in a lost and increasingly dark world. For over 75 years, the Tide Ministry has worked through evangelistic radio broadcasts to share the love of Christ and make disciples among those who don't yet know Him. Our vision is to continue expanding our outreach among unreached people groups and see more lives changed by God's grace and mercy. To learn how you can pray for and encourage gospel proclamation among the huge number of people who have yet to hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Annalisa Pesek continues with us from the American Standard. And, you know, Annalisa, what is it about the Democrats? I mean, at every turn, hot mess. and Democrats seem to go along, whether we're talking about the borders, whether we're talking about the energy sector. I mean, name me something that is not a hot mess, including elections. You know, here the focus is on Maricopa County in Arizona, what went on. You know, you've got Katie Hobbs could be sworn in. And meanwhile, she's being sworn in. This lawsuit could extend beyond her her ceremony here if they move with this. And of course, then it just makes it near impossible to retrofit everything. And, like we talked about before, it's always the ploy of the Democrats to, you know, run out the clock.
That's true. It's not just the Democrats, though. It's Republicans, too. And, you know, Katie Hobbs sat at that table alongside Governor Doug Ducey, Attorney General Mark Brnovich, both Republicans, and they are certifying this election. And where is the GOP behind Carrie Lake? Mm-hmm. No one, very, very few people are backing her or supporting her. Laura Logan came out last week with a tweet asking this question, where is the GOP? Why is she standing alone? So we can point to the Democrats for a lot of the ill that's in the world at the moment, but Republicans are not standing up like they should. And so,
well, they certainly didn't do this the whole election. You know this. I mean, the red wave that should have been didn't. And you look at all the and consider all the inside baseball and the disgruntlement that was taking place in the GOP. And it just seemed to be that, Mitch McConnell et al. Were going to do everything they can. I mean, they're still dealing with Donald Trump. I mean, it's not even the ghost of Donald Trump. It is Donald Trump. And Carrie Lake, of course, has supported Donald Trump. And some have, have compared her as the female Donald Trump of the West Coast. Or the West, anyway.
America, yes. It's the America First agenda that is a threat to this regime that's in place, and I believe that a lot of Republicans are on board with the ideas of the left, even though they claim that they're for conservative values, they're for America First. I don't believe they are. I believe that these are lies that are being, peddled daily, and the media, again, is so responsible for not exposing the truth. I mean, I just wrote about this the other day, but the buzzwords that you hear all the time, baseless claims, the conspiracy theorists, the election deniers, this is across the articles of the mainstream media. So people are reading these terms and they're associating mega candidates like Carrie Lake, Donald Trump, Blake Masters, Herschel Walker with these terms, and then it's a smear, they're smearing them, but those terms get into people's minds, and if they hear them enough, right, they're gonna start to believe it.
Right.
So it's there's so many aspects or facets of society that the left has penetrated that it's we are up against a lot. It's a David and Goliath fight right now. And I have to hand it to Carrie Lake. She is an amazing fighter, and she has not backed down, and she is, moving forward. So all she's really asking for, and it sounds like a lot, but if the facts are behind her, she wants a judge to nullify this election and issue a redo. So that is the aim here, and you're right about the clock running down. We'll have to see what happens as a result of this hearing yesterday. So it's good that it's moving forward. I just saw another lawsuit that was filed by Sonny Borelli on behalf of the Mojave County residents. And then we're going to see probably another lawsuit in Cochise County. Can we win this through the courts? I don't know, because you've got really powerful people at the top working on together, both Republicans and Democrats, and the elections are broken.
It may come down to a we the people thing, where we the people take a stand. I mean, and exercise our constitutional authority over this. It's supposed to be a government of, for, by we the people. And whether or not the judges, you know, we can't look to the judges as the final answer. It's the people. Mm-hmm. And the people need to come out en masse and say, enough of this stuff. You know, if you can't run free and fair elections, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, the American way is to have free and fair elections. We have allowed people to cheat over the years when, especially, I mean, I go back, it still galls me, Eric Holder, you know, Attorney General at the time, looking in the camera saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. You go, what are you, an idiot? People are getting arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud. You're an attorney general, supposedly with all these credentials and intelligence, and you make such a stupid statement. But, see, this goes to what you were saying earlier. This is the stuff that's deposited into the bloodstream, into the water of the voter electorate. And after a while, as they continue to drink that, they become convinced that that must be reality when it's the furthest thing that people are cheating. And I mean, what really upset me after 2020 is with all the brouhaha about the election process and cheating and fraud and everything, there was an admission from Democratic operatives. They said, well, the truth be known, you know, JFK actually, he got elected because of fraud out of Illinois. And you go, wait a minute. I mean, all these years later, 60 years later, you're going to admit that there was fraud that took place back then? Well, you know, as you know, once you start, you know, you start down a road that you've made a wrong turn on, and now here you are decades down the road, if it was bad back in 1960, how bad is it now? Does that make sense?
And this thing about telling the truth, putting it all out there, like hiding in plain sight, which the Democrats are great at. The Republicans, too, like, I just want to read what this report by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors said in response to the Attorney General's request for information about the election. And here's the quote. While Maricopa County's printer issue in 2022 impacted more vote centers than normal, every voter was afforded the ability to legally and securely cast their ballot. So they're saying on the one hand, yes, these were serious issues. The impacted vote center is more than normal, but everybody had the right. Everybody had the chance to legally and securely cast their ballots. That's just not true. That's
exactly. It totally.
Right. So.
Right.
So, but like you said, they're getting away with it. They've gotten away with it. What's it going to take? Is it going to just take us keep going to the polls, keep voting, don't give up, get involved. I spoke to this one poll worker who said the integrity of our elections is determined by the integrity of the people running the elections.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. It's not who votes, it's who counts. That's what it's all about.
Isn't that what Stalin said?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nothing has changed. And here they are. They figured out how to take charge of the count, and it's incredible. It just defies credulity on its face. But this is why Arizonans, they and even, you know, Pennsylvanians, you know, people around. But right now the focus is on Maricopa County. I'll tell you, the Arizonans don't come out in the street en masse to say hell no, and really put the pressure and let every state know that this is unacceptable, that we can no longer afford and we are no longer interested in people that cheat and in fraudulent elections. End of story. Full stop. What do you think?
Yeah, Americans, it's up to us.
Annalisa, thank you. You're awesome.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right with great deals on must-have supplies and services through the end of the year. Small businesses, remote workers, teachers, and students can find what they need to help finish the year strong and make 2023 the best it can be. Sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership for even more ways to save. Still need last-minute gifts? Office Depot offers a wide assortment of tech, gift cards, calendars, planners, and more to help you check off everyone left on your list. Discover gift ideas for teachers, techies, teens, and more at officedepot.com/giftguides. Get get your orders fast this holiday season with same-day delivery or buy online and pick up in-store in just 20 minutes. Office Depot and Office Max stores also offer pack and ship services, so customers can shop, pack, and ship all in one trip. Visit OfficeDepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store near you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried oversaw one of the biggest financial collapses in American history. An indictment by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York unsealed Tuesday charges against Mr. Bankman with 8 counts of fraud, as well as conspiring to defraud the U.S. and violate campaign finance rules. A fusion breakthrough was unveiled on Tuesday by the Department of Energy. Researchers in California produced more energy from fusing atoms together than they used to start the process. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition, and that is creating more energy from fusion reactions than the energy used to start the process.
A severe winter storm is hindering travel throughout the United States today. Over 15 million people are under a winter weather advisory. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, here it is, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, Americans, we love our trucks, right? In fact, last year's top 3 best-selling vehicles in the United States were all trucks. And now, Motor Trend's 2023 Truck of the Year marks a milestone moment. Drum roll. I think, you know, we should have that. And announcing trumpeteers, because industry insiders are predicting that the winning model may enter the history books as the vehicle that will make the biggest impact on advancing the truck segment, the automotive industry, and consumer sentiment. As the leading industry resource, Motor Trend has been recognizing the best of the best in automotive since 1949, and this year's Truck of the Year announcement is no exception. Following the recent unveiling of the Genesis G90, the 2023 Car of the Year, the Hyundai Ioniq 5, Motor Trend's first electric SUV of the year, Motor Trend editor Miguel Cortina joins us now, and guess what he's got? He's got the winning envelope. He's got the winning truck, and he's going to tell us all about it and why they chose this as the Motor Trend 2023 Truck of the Year. Miguel, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be back here with you.
Well, always. Okay, you heard the drum roll. It's up to you. Tell everybody, what is Motor Trend's 2023 Truck of the Year?
Yeah, that's right. Motor Trend's 2023 Truck of the Year award goes to the all-electric F-150, Ford F-150 Lightning.
Wow.
The F-150 is the fastest, quietest, smoothest F-150 yet. It is the best truck that Ford has ever produced. And if that sounds very bold to you, let me tell you that this was the first EV truck to win our Truck of the Year award unanimously. So it is a fantastic truck to drive. I know you like trucks, and, you know, the F-150 Lightning provides basically everything that the gas-powered F-150 does, except it's powered by a battery and a couple of electric motors.
Miguel, were you surprised that everybody agreed that you had a unanimous decision here?
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. But also you have to look at the product. And honestly, the F-150 Lightning is just, not only checks every box on our criteria, it over-delivers, right? Mm. And also, you know, the fact that Ford is putting its name out there, its legacy, and creating the best-selling vehicle in America, making it electric, it's just, you know, a milestone moment for the automotive industry. So a lot of great things about it. The fact that it also, you know, starts at $50,000 or just about that. I know it's more expensive than a gas-powered F-150, but mm-hmm. you know, it's also Ford is making a lot of efforts to make the Lightning affordable, mm-hmm. And so that's another reason why it won.
Wow, starting at $50,000, that's a lot of value, you know, mixed in there. That's awesome. Why was it chosen? I mean, was it just so much above the head and shoulders of the competition? What exactly appealed to the judges here?
Yeah, so a lot of things, but you know, first of all, is the fact that you know the F-150 Lightning appeals equally to those who are using their trucks for work or for lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. So it can do basically everything that the gas-powered F-150 does, except mm-hmm. It's electric. Now, what is that? 10,000 pounds of towing capacity, which is great. 2,000 pounds of payload capacity, which, you know, it's just pretty much mm-hmm. the same as a gas-powered F-150. So really everything from a work truck perspective, it's really doing everything. It has up to 320 miles of range, which is huge for the market today. It is a truck with the longest range out there right now. Mm-hmm. So it is equally as impressive whether it's an EV or just a truck in general, right?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter the powertrain. So that's why it really won.
Well, the Ford team must be really proud of what they've been able to put together. I mean, because it's not like the competition is as fierce as ever, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and it's just going to get, you know, more fierce. It is. You know, in the next few months, we have Chevy coming out with a Silverado EV. It's already been announced, but it's not in the market yet. GMC Sierra EV is also coming. Ram already has announced that they are working on an electric truck. So, you know, the competition is going to be fierce. It's going to be strong. And that is also going to help us as consumers to have multiple choices to choose from. And it's going to bring prices down. And it is going to, you know, also make technology better. And we're going to see range improve. We're going to see charging improve. So as more of these vehicles, electric vehicles, hit the streets, and more competition is out there, then prices are going to come down and technology is going to get better.
Well, we're talking with Miguel Cortina, editor at Motor Trend, the world's number one automotive authority. He reviews the latest cars, SUVs, trucks, delivering premium content to automotive enthusiasts. I mean, you've got the job of a lifetime. I mean, how much fun are you having? I mean, to be able to, you know, I mean, this is like play day for you all the time, being able to check all these vehicles out. I'm a little envious. Can you tell?
Yes, I can. And, you know, I sometimes have to pinch myself every now and then that this is my job, right? Yes. I mean, could you believe it to drive the greatest, the latest cars, the newest cars out there for a living? It's just fantastic. So I'm very happy and very fortunate also to have this job.
Well, sometimes it's got to be tough because I know that these manufacturers will say, okay, Miguel, we're going to let you try this car out, but it's embargoed. You can't talk about it yet. I mean, you know, to me, that's the toughest thing is because especially when you're test driving and you're having fun with a new car, you know, that you want to talk about it because you want to share, you know, these, you know, unique features and the designs and how they're coming in. And it just all the more. Just helps you appreciate the depth of the creativity of these automakers, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, and, you know, as reporters, our number one job is to get the news out there, right?
And
so when we have to hold it away, it's certainly, you know, sometimes we want to be out there first. But yeah, no, I mean, like you said, all the creativity and the efforts behind what's happening in the industry, I think it's remarkable, right? We're at a tipping point where everything is going electric. Mm-hmm. The engineering is fantastic. I mean, you know, we see engineering involved in or evolved in every way. Design has improved also. Aerodynamics have improved. So there is a lot of things that are advancing that we may not actually see from a design perspective that are happening behind the scenes into making vehicles better for us.
Exactly. The Ford 150 Lightning Electric is the first SUV truck of the year and ever in the history, right?
It is the one that won our Truck of the Year award, first EV to win unanimously our Truck of the Year award. The Rivian R1T was our Truck of the Year last year. That's also electric, and that was the first truck that won, the first EV truck that won Truck of the Year.
Right, exactly. So a historic moment for the truck category, right?
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, it's a tipping point in the industry, right, of where everything is headed. Like I said, as more competition arrives, we're going to see prices drop. Technology is going to improve. And because everybody, really, every automaker is investing into EVs,
yes.
We're just going to get better, right?
Are you surprised how fast the innovation has come on? I mean, this seems like they're really moving. And speaking of lightning, at lightning speed here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, I mean, I think a part of it is because Tesla arrived so much ahead of everybody, right? And it really made a big impression, back 10 years ago. And so when you have that sort of like standout, then it makes everybody react, and everybody's reacting fast, and they're trying to play catch up here. So I think that's one of the reasons why we've seen everybody move quickly towards EVs, is because Tesla is winning a large margin of the market.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to Ford and to Motor Trend as well. Where can they go for more information, Miguel?
For more information on the Ford F-150 Lightning Motor Trend 2023 Truck of the Year, everything is available on our website, motortrend.com.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Campfire Films. The movie Climb is an inspirational film about a man, his bike, his family, and his quest to return to competitive cycling after suffering a catastrophic accident. It's a documentary written and directed by Neil Myers, who's at the center of the story. 4 years ago, Neil was part of a relay team that competed in triathlons all over the U.S. One day, while on a training ride in Santa Barbara, he rounded a curve to find a truck headed right at him. Neil explains what happened next.
I broke 15 bones in 26 places, collapsed both lungs, and had a brain bleed. Took a month in the hospital and 2 months of rehab before I was able to ride again. After a year, I was back on the starting line. It's really a story of how a community helped me recover.
Climb has won 26 awards, including Best Documentary, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. You can watch the film at climbdoc.org. That's climbdoc.org.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. Guess who we're talking to? The Kendrick Brothers are back, and we're going to be talking just in time for the holiday season here, the streaming of their latest film, Life Mark. Steve and Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill.
Yeah, good to be with you. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I wouldn't miss this for the world. I always enjoy our time together because I appreciate your heart, you know, your love of Jesus, and that you live your life out loud and proud, and it's an encouragement to us.
Well, good. I hope whatever we do, if it draws people to the Lord, we're okay with that.
Yeah, and Bill, we grew up seeing hypocrisy in the church, but we saw authentic Christianity lived out at home. We have two bold parents that are still living their faith in their 80s, and so we know that we're standing on the shoulders of giants, and we want to be a blessing. We love the body of Christ in all of her brokenness. We know that we're broken too, but Jesus is the best thing we got going on, and we're never going to deviate from that.
Yeah, we've got a lot to be thankful for, no doubt, Alex. You know, I was talking with somebody else earlier today that, you know, what other nation on the planet reserves and dedicates a day like Thanksgiving?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the truth is, we talked about Thanksgiving on Sunday. Being grateful is actually one of the secrets to finding contentment in all circumstances. And being ungrateful actually leads to theft, adultery, murder, jealousy, anger. And so, man, for us to focus in on gratefulness, it's a really good thing at the core heart level.
No, it puts God on the throne, doesn't it, Alex? I mean, because God says, you know, come into my presence with, you know, with praise and sacrifice of thanksgiving, right?
He does. And, you know, and the greatest thing we can do in that relationship with the Lord is to honor him. You know, I teach my family and my kids to follow the ACTS acronym when we're worshiping and praying. First, we adore the Lord. That's the A. We adore the Lord for who he is, not just for what he does for us, but the fact that he's the one that's God. Let's adore him. Then we confess and get right with him because he is the focus. And then the T is thanksgiving. We thank him for all he's done. And at the very end, you bring your request, the supplication, you bring your request to him. So when we do family devotions and times of worship over Thanksgiving and other times, we follow that and adore and chase the Lord. He is the greatest thing you and I have in our lives.
Amen. Stephen, I want to talk about, you know, Life Mark. I mean, the response to Life Mark, you knew you had a hit on your hands. I mean, this touched so many people. It has really brought to the forefront the option of adoption.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about how love chooses life. Let's not make this political. Let's make this about love. You know, Jesus called us back to love. And if you take the pro-choice, pro-life argument and you put those together and add love to it, love is going to choose life. And so we would encourage people, forget about the politics. You know, think about the compassion at every level. Compassion for those in unwanted pregnancies, absolutely. But also compassion for the child in their womb, compassion for those that cannot have children and would love to adopt. And we want to show compassion even through Like Mark and through this digital release for those that have had abortions in the past. They're bearing the weight, the guilt, the depression of that, and how they can find forgiveness and healing as well. So this movie impacted people at rocked them in the theaters because it's a true story. It really is not a political film, but it is very inspirational. You're laughing one minute, you're shedding a tear the next. The Rotten Tomatoes reviews were shockingly high, and the people that were watching it didn't just say, I enjoyed it. They said, this changed my life, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. So we're grateful that PureFlix is releasing it right now. People can stream it through PureFlix.com, and then it's coming out on home video for purchase on December 13th, along with our other seven movies. So everything we've produced in the last 20 years is going to be available for purchase and will be a great Christmas gift starting December 13th.
You see, I think Rotten Tomatoes, the reason they gave it such an incredibly high score is because Alex still can't learn how to throw darts.
That's right.
It's harder, then, it's harder than you think.
No, I get that. There's no doubt about it. That's why a lot of us guys could relate to it. Plus, you know, but we were cheering you on that maybe you could win one of those races, at least, Alex.
You know, it's interesting. We had the real people when we were shooting the movie, and the real Melissa Coles, the mother who placed her son David for adoption at the beginning of the film, she walks out of the abortion clinic at the last second. In real life, she races ATVs and has been skydiving and is an incredible knife thrower and even, her nickname is Sure Shot because she's so accurate with shooting weapons. And so to meet somebody like that, we're like, man, we don't have to add any. We don't have to create any action for this film. We'll just show what they really do in real life. And so it was fun to do that. But yes, it was to throw knives, which we really did. I'm not accustomed to throwing knives, especially not accurate. So it was fun.
You were throwing them at a target, so that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Stephen, you know, we just celebrated World Adoption Day, again, bringing the importance and limelight to adoption in this movie that both you guys gave us earlier, Show Me the Father. We saw how adoption is very personal for you.
Absolutely. You know, I started off where I supported adoption, you know, in concept in other people's lives. I think this is a good thing. You know, James 1:27 says that people need to be reaching out and taking care of the most vulnerable among us, the widows and the orphans. And so, but I didn't really think that God was calling my wife and I to adopt. And then he spoke to our hearts and told us we needed to be open to it. So the whole journey of us adopting a baby girl from China. She went from being an unwanted burden in a communist country to being a beloved blessing in a Christian home in America. And now she's 11 years old. She's had a life-saving heart surgery. She's doing well in school. She's full of joy and life and brings so much joy to our family. And so I highly recommend that people support adoption, and whether they do it by adopting themselves or they support families in their church or community, it's a beautiful thing. And for kids that don't have a mom and dad, that are waking, who cry and have no answer, you know, who have the needs and the burdens with no help, man, God's heart is a heart of compassion for them. And he says, I will be a father to the fatherless. And he says, I will place the lonely into families. And so we would tell people, just like Life Mark demonstrates, let's tell the true stories of adoption and show people how amazing it is. Because you see in the movie Life Mark how a married couple adopting David not only transformed his life, but their lives. And that they are so grateful for the mutual blessing that can come. It's not always easy, you know, going through that process and helping this child deal with sometimes abandonment or abuse or those things in the past, but it's always worth it. And we would tell people, you know, absolutely be open to adoption.
And if I can just refer again to Show Me the Father, Stephen's story, how that came out. I mean, down to the point where, you know, his reluctant really thought about adoption, thought about he's on a plane. He happens to note in his Bible a date and a verse. Did you know that whole story before, or is that what's coming about?
Well, as it happened to him, you know, he shared it with us because it was so eye-opening when they realized the day his daughter Mia was being born is the day that the Lord spoke to his heart on the airplane, and he even jotted down the date February 14th in his Bible. And so later when the adoption happened and his wife said, hey, what day did the Lord speak to you? And he said, oh, I wrote it in my Bible. He goes and opens his Bible and he sees that the date he wrote down was the day she was being born. Mm-hmm. So that's the fingerprints of the Lord all over this.
Amen.
So yeah, the Lord's saying, hey, a girl is being born right now and I'm calling you to go take care of her and raise her and love her. Mm-hmm. And man, that's not a coincidence. And so when we were putting together Show Me the Father, we talked about that and agreed this needs to be a part of this documentary, and how beautiful it is that the Lord knows and sees all of us, loves all of us, and has a plan for all of us if we will listen to him.
Alex, we got to wrap things up. Remind everybody of this true story, Life Mark, that celebrates life, adoption, and forgiveness, that's now available on streaming, and how they can find out more information about Life Mark.
Sure. So starting today, November 22nd, you can go to pureflix.com and stream Life Mark today. Then on December the 13th, you can get the Blu-ray, the DVD with all the special features, tons of special features. You're going to love it. And that's going to be a great Christmas gift. And in addition to that, we also have a disc coming out with all of our other movies on one disc.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So
one live, packet.
Yeah, one packet. So it's one packet you'll be able to get. And so you can get everything we've ever done on December 13th. But we're asking people to use this as a ministry vehicle. This is a true story. Mm-hmm. It's going to grab your heart, and it's ministered to so many people. And so you can go to lifemarkmovie.com for more information.
Now, do you have some outtakes there of where you're throwing,
yes,
you know, steam? Yeah, as you're...
You know, some directors get upset when people mess up on set. Alex laughs, and he's like, it's going on the blooper reel, you know? So we actually do have funny outtakes that are on there. There's very inspirational special features on the Life Mark disc, whether it's the Blu-ray or the DVD, that people are going to love. There's some about adoption. There's some about the making of the films, the action sequences, the de-aging special effects that we did.
Mm. Oh,
and then also
right.
Someone sharing how they healed after an abortion and how people can do that. So it is packed full of solid gold content.
Well, we can't wait for it. Stephen and Alex Kendrick, the Kendrick brothers, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. You too, Bill. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Take care.
All right. God bless.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying